That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Do you want to know the full story behind the Menendez brothers? How about the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer or Candy Montgomery? On our Killer Destinations podcast, we immediately jump right to the story. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Kathy. And just like you, we are obsessed with all things true crime. We're also lifelong friends. And on our Killer Destinations podcast, we tell the best stories and dive deep for all the interesting details.
We also intersperse occasional humor and have a little fun along the way. But we never forget that we're talking about real people and real families.
Listen to Killer Destinations every Tuesday for your true crime fix.
Not straight.
No, that's Josh.
Don't you know it?
You're gay, Josh?
Yeah, I did have something to tell you.
I had no idea.
I've been keeping it so secret.
How do I look? Do I look okay?
This is news to us.
Do I look good?
Not a day in your life.
You look good.
Whatever. Jerks.
What's that?
What?
Been too long?
I have no idea.
From Clueless. Whatever.
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
You call yourself an ally.
Uncultured swine.
We know.
Totally.
It's so nice out, isn't it? So sunny.
It is beautiful out.
We're here in our bunker.
Such
and
a nice
we have a window.
And
we can look up and out. A little window well. We're inside. But you know what's nice about being inside, though?
We're like kids. Look how much fun it is outside.
I don't have ADHD.
And we're working.
Yeah. But what's nice, like, you know, it's nice traveling and recording. Mm-hmm. But when we're here in our bunker, sometimes when we're traveling, I just miss the bunker.
Yeah.
You know, because our sound is so nice.
Yeah.
So, like, when we go through and listen to it, I'm just like, oh, my God, we sound absolutely horrid.
Like that hotel, the audio. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the bunker.
It's not great. I noticed it when I was, like, damn, I'm all tangled up. There we go. I noticed it when I was editing it. I thought, man, we sound really weird.
Yeah. But, you know, we're on the road. People will expect that. Mm-hmm. But here, it's so quiet because we're literally underground. But it's so ideal. You know, a plane could fly over us and we're not going to hear it.
And like the train and
the train, in Nashville. The plane. I mean, oh my God.
The construction.
Or the maid service.
Oh my gosh.
At eight in the morning.
I could not cut that out because it was hilarious.
Oh, it was, yeah. Well, and it kind of scared me too because I was like, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. That was at like, I mean, it was like 8 p.m.
Yeah, and for our patrons who were on the Unmasked, and if you were not on the Unmasked, I just want to let you know, we started the whole Unmasked episode on that one, coming back because, you know, Cam went to the bathroom, she comes back, accusing everyone in the room, me, Josh, and Rick, of someone having pubic hair.
Put pubes
on the soap. And I wanted just to confirm to everyone that I went and looked the soap. And it was, in fact, my hair. So I had gotten this new hair gel, and I got it from my barber, and it is this, like, matte paste.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's really nice because it's supposed to like not make your hair look shiny, which I absolutely despise.
That's what I use.
Yeah, I love it. But the sucky thing is I found out when I was putting it on, because I don't really use hair gel unless I go to an event or something. But like when I put it on, like it just makes your hands so sticky. So I went to go wash my hands right before I went out to the event that day. And, you know, you just can't get it off your hands. So I grabbed that hand soap. But the thing is like when you're a guy and you use that stuff, you know, your hair just flakes off into it. So evidently it also like just got wrapped up into the soap. And I noticed as I was sitting there washing my hands, it just like gets, it just becomes a part of the soap.
Yeah, it doesn't want to wash off.
No, the hair, like my hair just became a part of the soap because it became a part of the matte gel. How bizarre.
Well, I went to the bathroom, and when I went to go wash my hands, I looked at that soap, and I was...
Hairy soap.
What the crap is all over this soap?
What the hell?
You wash your hands? That's news to me. I think she's lying.
She's got to clean under them nails.
You want to smell?
No, I don't want to smell your hands.
It smells like your soap.
First of all...
It smells like the soap.
You have little T-Rex arms, and you are literally 6 feet away from me. I am not getting up from here and walking all the way over
that
there.
Far apart.
We are 6 feet away.
Okay, whatever you say.
Well, why don't you come over here?
Smell my finger.
No kidding.
Pull it.
No.
In the bunker.
Bunker.
Crack the window.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
But anyway, so I have, you know, I'm a part of a lot of boards and, you know, I do a lot of meetings with other podcasters and people. So I've been a part of this weekly meeting, right? And you know these people who are, I'm not going to call anyone out, so I'm not going to say what meeting it is. But there are just these people who are know-it-alls.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I went again. And I've told Josh and Kim, as I think already, the last time I went to this meeting, and there was this know-it-all lady who it all and would not shut her mouth.
Mm-hmm. More than the experts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I had a pen in my hand, and I thought, this is how people go to prison on accident.
I'll stab her in the neck.
Because she wouldn't shut up, so we couldn't get out of this dang meeting because she just would not shut her mouth. Well, yesterday when I went to the same meeting, different lady. I just want to emphasize, different lady.
Oh, God.
Same thing. Wouldn't shut up. Meeting over. Well, meeting was supposed to be over. The lady who was presenting was like, oh, We're done early. I guess we can go ahead and leave.
Wrong.
Miss Know-It-All.
I would have stood up like, and bolted.
I know. Well, I wanted to, but I was in the back of the room, so I want to be overly rude and just be like,
the door.
I know better next time. But anyway, Miss Know-It-All was just like, I just want to let everybody know of all this information that I know because I have all this stuff. And I just thought, I have this pin here, and this pin will make her shut up. Like, shut up. What is wrong with you? This meeting is over. We have been dismissed. Hush your face. And I'm so thankful that I was not the only person in there that felt the same way, because I think everyone else did. But the guy sitting at the same table next to me, I heard him physically sigh, and he goes... Oh. Like normally I have a good like, you know, BS face, and I'm just like, oh my God, would you shut up? You know, I'm just like keep it internal and just think through my thoughts internally. But he evidently could not do that. And I just heard him go, oh.
When we worked in hell, there was anytime we would have a meeting, there was one person that would always make the meeting go at least 10-15 minutes.
A 10-minute meeting turns into 20-30.
Yeah, 30, yep.
Hell no.
Yeah.
And everybody in there would be going, you could just hear everybody when he would start to say something else. You could just hear everybody go, shut up.
Exactly. Yeah. I am in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have just unapologetically stood up and walked right past her. She was talking door.
Well, that's how I felt. And I was just, sometimes, I don't know what it is, if it's age or afraid of getting canceled. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just feel like I need to be a good person or be a nice person. I physically, and I mean, I say it in my head, be good, Shane. Be nice.
Be nice, Shane.
Be a good person. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't do the what would Jesus do. I would do the what would Barbara do.
What's nice.
You know?
Well, I feel like in her old age, Grandma would have got up and left.
She probably would have.
That's where I feed from. I'm like, you know, what would Grandma do? I gotta piss. I ain't standing here.
But boy, I'm telling you, that's how I felt. Like, okay, I will wait 60 seconds and let this lady give out all her information that she needs to feel like. Maybe she lives home alone and she has no one else to talk to, and she just wants to tell what maybe. She found on TikTok.
Unapologetic.
Whatever it is.
Just remember, always have the excuse in your back pocket. Sorry, I have to poop.
In that moment, I wanted to. You know how like there's these people who have like, I don't know if it's Tourette's what it is, but like they'll just say what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Like they've had a stroke or something and they'll just like, you know, Sophia had it on the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
She could just say whatever she thought and everyone's just like, oh, you know, she has that. She just, it just comes out. Bless her. You know, I'm just thinking, boy, I wish I had that. You know, shut up. You know,
no, I didn't.
No one cares. Oh, but Shane.
You know, I can still hear a little bit of strain in your voice.
I know. I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And although when people hear this, it's going to be a couple of weeks.
But yeah.
We're only 1 week out from CrimeCon.
Not even a full week.
Yeah.
Just a few days.
Yeah. But that's my story of me trying to be nice to people.
And you're sticking to it.
Yeah. That's my one time of a week where I try to be nice to people.
Call me the roadrunner because I'm meet meet. Gotta poop, gotta pee, emergency, gotta go.
gotta go.
Oh. I'm unapologetic.
You know when it's nice outside like this? I prefer when it's raining outside.
Oh, it's so nice. I love a
good thunderstorm, a good rain, storm.
Yes. Mistress of the elements. Sorry.
I do not like storms.
No, I love it. But I think it like goes back to like school because it always meant that we wouldn't have to run outside.
Oh, yeah.
It could be.
Like, because they used to always want us to run outside on the track.
All the time.
Time to run the mile. Oh, it's nice outside. Let's go outside. Let's go run on the track.
Did you guys have to do a mile every week?
Yeah.
Every Friday. Every Friday.
Unless it was storming, then we didn't have to go outside.
No, we still had to do it in the gym.
We would run laps
in the gym to like warm up.
Yeah, we normally would just play a game inside because our gym wasn't.
Yeah, we almost always ran in the gym. It wasn't very often that we would actually go outside to run our mile.
Oh, no, we always had to go outside. I think that's why I look forward to, like, I think that's why I enjoyed the rainy days because we didn't have to go outside.
I mean,
I could run inside much better than I could outside, too.
I never ran it to begin with.
We had to. Our gym teacher would let us go a lap first, and then he would start a lap. And if he finished before the last person finished their mile, everybody else had to run another lap.
Yeah. It was...
Wow.
Real pressure, because when you're the slowest kid in class...
Did they time you?
No. Yeah. Sometimes.
See, ours was timed. They timed ours.
In high school, ours was timed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I averaged out about an 18-minute mile. And
Josh was lucky to finish by the end of the school day.
I was lucky to finish by the end of the class because I would start out, I would jog. I wouldn't really run too awful fast, but I would get a couple of laps in and... Then I would walk in.
And all the fast kids are playing on the swing set, and you're just sitting there huffing and puffing. We don't.
You know
what?
I don't understand those people that run for joy.
You know, I did a few times if I had enough of the jogging and the tracking, and I figured this out that they couldn't say anything to you. People are going to judge me for saying this
on your period.
Yeah.
That's what the girls used to do when we would have to take a shower.
I'd say, I have to go poop.
Hey,
have to go to the bathroom. I'm about to go down my pants. I'm quote from Cam. I'm hurting.
I'm hurting.
No, I ate something bad and I gotta go. And they'd be like, you have to go now. Yeah, it's either I go now or I'm gonna go down my pants. All right, go ahead.
No, I complained of stomach ache so much in elementary school. The nurse sent my mom home with lactose intolerance pages.
I did use my monthly as to get out of doing showers because I mean the coach would.
They never made us shower.
I'm bleeding like a pig.
Yeah, they would make a. We didn't have to do it all the time. Every once in a while, they would do it.
We could if we wanted.
No one did, though.
Oh, we had one guy in high school who liked to shower.
Look at
it
me.
It was very bizarre. No, no one went in there. We were all like, oh my God, quit. You know.
They, in the times that they would make us shower, they would stand at the door and check us off as we went in to make sure that we actually did shower.
Yeah. I always wore two pairs of underwear in the when we had a change. I'd wear my regular brief type of underwear and then boxer briefs over them so no one else was wearing little tiny underwear like me. I'm like, oh, I'll wear two underwear.
I just remember that sometimes the kids wouldn't bring their clothes home from gym class. And so it would stink real bad. And then the gym teacher would like go around and put like a post-it note or something on kids' lockers if they start stinking.
Take it home.
Yeah, and that meant, look, you're going to have to take this stuff home because you're stinking up our locker room. And sometimes he would say things and during the class be like, guys, everyone needs to take your clothes home because the locker room, I can't walk back there because his office was in the locker room.
Man, I had like wipes and sprays and face wash and mints and all the other boys are like, can I see some of that spray? I'm like, yes, please, God.
Right.
I had taken a necklace off right before gym class once and put it in a locker, you know, with all of my clothes and stuff. Well, when I gotten finished with gym and got dressed, I forgot to put the necklace on. And I'd forgotten about it until the next day, and I checked, and it was gone. A few days later, I seen somebody wearing it, and I'm like,
you
just found that, didn't you? And because that's mine, and they did give it back to me.
Oh, good.
But they sure didn't turn it in when they found it.
Oh, of course not.
I don't even remember what it was now. I'm sure it wasn't anything valuable, but.
The little dick.
Do you guys have anything fun planned this weekend?
No, just finishing getting ready for Why Emily to come.
Josh is like,
I was like, you forget?
Josh and I are going. Oh, Kim, did you want to go with us?
I don't know where you're going. I might want to go.
You probably don't. Because we're going to go watch The Lord of the Rings.
3 days.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
Not the whole 3 days.
Right. Well, might as well. I mean, good Lord, it's long. So they're playing the extended versions. They've been remastered. So down here downtown at the Eagles Theater here in Wabash, they're going to play it Friday, Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday,
yeah, Monday. Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yeah.
At 4, 4, and 7.
Yeah. The extended versions, which are long.
Remastered.
Yeah.
20th-something. Anniversary.
Yeah.
I think I have to wash my hair that day.
Oh, it's that time of the year?
Just make sure to get it off the soap when you're done.
No kidding. So you don't accuse anyone of anything.
I have never watched The Lord of Rings.
It's so good. You probably would like it. It's a really good movie. It's just a really good series.
I would probably go, but
It's really good.
I've really got to. This weekend is the last weekend that I have before the kids are home, and I've got to finish cleaning things up.
She's got to flick that bean till it falls off. We started on the J.R.R. Tolkien world when we were younger. Our dad would take us to the library to get movies, like VHSs, and we found the animated original Hobbit. It's like from the 70s, I think. And Frodo singing in that one. I was glad the new one doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go 3 days and watch 3 to 4 hour long Lord of the Rings. I'm so excited. Yeah. Just finished the Silmarillion.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Kim's giving us a look, yeah.
You know what I might try to do
Find a man?
Because I can't really do anything until my uncle's done with the windows on the back porch. I might watch Bridgerton while I'm waiting.
Yes. Watch it, finally.
And I need to go to... Emily got me a Bath & Body Works gift card for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're having their semi-annual clearance.
Get you a new scent to bring on our Denver trip.
Yeah, I want to go.
So we don't have to smell your scent.
I don't even remember what scent that was in that.
Well, you smell like body wash. Trash.
Wash the coochie, Ivory. Ivory.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right. So do you guys remember when Coke changed their formula? Or do you at least remember hearing about it?
Mm-hmm. I know about it, but I think it was before our time.
Yeah. So it would have been, they would have started changing it in the 80s, but I remember when they stopped it and they changed it back.
I don't remember that either.
So they called it the new Coke.
It was trash.
Yeah. A lot of people did not like it. Mm. But like Coke sales started declining. And so Coke thought, you know what we should do? We should come out with a new flavor. Like, let's just change up the recipe.
People don't like change.
I know. So like now, if you get a Coca-Cola, you'll see it says original Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Which if you didn't know they changed the Coke recipe one time, you're probably thinking, why would they put the word original on it? Well, that's why, because one time they changed the flavor.
I'm more of a Pepsi than a Coke, though. I would rather do Pepsi than Coke.
I could see.
I'm
that
not
for
a big
you.
Coke person.
Sure,
I don't mind an RC.
But did you see recently that Dr. Pepper surpassed Pepsi as
the number
second
one?
Really?
It's the second. Okay. Coca-Cola is
Coke
the first.
Is still one.
Yeah, and then now Dr. Pepper, and then Pepsi.
Well, as far as diets go, Diet Pepsi is garbage. Diet Coke is garbage. My favorite diet is Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew. Or Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the only two. Those are my two favorite diets.
I'll drink a Diet Coke. I don't hate it.
I don't mind Diet Root Beer either.
Diet Vanilla Coke's even better.
But anyway, going back to the new Coke, back when they changed it, they had the spokesperson guy. I don't know if you remember this, Kim, because this would have been back in the 80s. So you would have, you know, been around when they would have changed it.
I would have. I mean, I remember when they changed it. I don't remember the spokesman. I'd probably remember him if I seen a picture of him, though.
So he looked sort of fake. He was a real person, though, but he dressed up in this prosthetic makeup, and he would wear like this plastic molded suit. So he was kind of looked like a CGI character. He was known as Max Headroom.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Well, Max Headroom, he was played by this actor named Matt Frewer.
I don't know that I've always thought that that was like computer generated or something. No, I did not realize that that was a real guy.
Yeah, Max Headroom was a real guy. But he was a fictional character, of course. But he was actually created first in 1985. He started appearing on TV. I believe it was TV in the UK before he was put onto some commercials. And then he became the new Coke's spokesperson.
Didn't he do MTV also when MTV first came out?
Yeah, probably. Because he was known as like this fictional, futuristic looking TV host. But he was also like very exaggerated. So his whole persona was that he would take the worst tendencies of TV hosts and like from TV hosts in the 1980s and like show the audience what those personalities looked like. Mm-hmm. Like basically make fun of them, make light of them. He was super popular with teens and kids at the time. Mm-hmm.
I remember him.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember him too, but from later on. Well, my mystery deals with this character, but it starts on the night of November 22nd, 1987 in Chicago. And I'll say that one of our listeners submitted this into us.
That was the year I graduated high school.
1987?
87, yeah.
Wow. Kim, you old.
No shit.
You old.
I've been telling you that for a long time.
You look it.
And every once in a while you'll say, oh, you're not old. Bullshit, I'm old.
I've never said you're not old.
We weren't even thought of.
No kidding. Whatever. So at 9:14 p.m., during the sports segment of WGN-TV's the 9 o'clock news. Suddenly, people who were watching that segment were shocked when their screens suddenly changed.
Ooh.
Someone hijacked the signal to the station. So what people saw were footage of this person wearing a Max Headroom mask and sunglasses. Ooh. Did you see what he looked like?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember the actor
who played him.
Yeah. So we'll have photos on our Patreon so you'll see it. And I also found the video clips.
Ooh.
So you'll see the video. Now, this person was rocking oddly in the video. And behind him was a corrugated metal panel. And this panel was like shaking really strongly in the background. So it would look like the background of Max Headroom. There was also this static and garbled buzzing sound in the video, which made it even more eerie. Now, all in all, it lasted for 20 seconds. The engineers at WGN saw what was happening. And so they changed the frequency of the signal to stop the broadcast.
How creepy.
I know. Then, about 2 hours later, at 11:20 p.m., the signal of local PBS station WTTW was hijacked. And it gets weird. I mean, I'm telling you, you guys have to watch the video. I'll put it on Patreon. You can Google it. It is so bizarre when you watch it. Doctor Who was playing when suddenly this Max Headroom character comes back on. But this time he was speaking, but his voice was really distorted, the audio was. Now, this broadcast lasted for 90 seconds. He starts making these weird comments about nerds. He called the sportscaster a freaking liberal. He holds up a can of Pepsi and he says, "Catch the wave," which was the ad campaign slogan for the new Coke that Max Headroom did. And then he holds up, this is like when it starts getting weird. Like, I feel like the whole video, it's weird. And then it just like gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And then like, when you think that this, okay, can get any weirder, it just gets weirder.
Cringe.
Yeah. And then he holds up a middle finger inside of what looked to be a hollow dildo.
What the hell?
I know, this guy is messed up. And then he sings the phrase, "Your love is fading," and he hums part of the theme song to the 1959 TV series Clutch Cargo, which I had never heard of before.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
And he said, "I still see the X," which was a reference to the last episode of the show. Then he acts like he's pooping while complaining about his piles. And then he complains that he had made a giant masterpiece for all the greatest world newspaper nerds, which was very bizarre. And then he starts discussing a pair of dirty gloves that he shared with his brother. That it was, I mean, again, very bizarre.
Did he share them with OJ also?
Right. So then the screen sorts of like cuts. And suddenly he is like off camera. It's like he's standing up and his body is off to the left of the screen. And you can only partially see him, but you see like part of his butt, which is exposed. And like I said, it's on the left side of the screen. And then, I mean, I'm telling you, it's so weird. And then there's this female figure that you see on the other side of the screen wearing a French maid costume.
Probably a blow up doll.
No, I think it might be real. I don't know. You see this female figure wearing a French maid costume and what looks like a mask right on the right side of the video. And then the Max Headroom mask like lowers into the video. And the guy says, "Oh no, they're coming to get me. Ah, make it stop." It's so bizarre. And then the female figure begins to spank him with a fly swatter.
What in the world?
I know. Then the image fades into static and it goes back to Doctor Who.
So, how often have you guys seen on the news lately about data breaches?
All the time. It happens to me all the time. My phone information just goes everywhere.
It's because you're so popular.
And I mean, it's not only our phone numbers.
My social security number is all over the place. Dark web. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God.
And they'll even take as much as your browser history.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell it to the top people that want all of your information so they can send you crap.
I mean, we get notifications in the mail and online where these companies, we're not going to name names, just all this information's breached. And so all of your information's gone.
I always reject cookies.
Oh my God. Emails. I bet you I delete 100 emails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is stupid how much stuff that they steal
from it's people. It's all gone. I'm just so paranoid that all my information is out there and can be easily available and used.
Right. Exactly.
Open information in my name.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I found something that's going to help us.
Oh my God. What is it?
I mean, it's already helped me. I don't have to delete those emails.
God. What is it?
It's a company called Incognito.
I like
Yes.
The name is sexy. What is
my favorite?
So it's this company. You go in, you sign up for it, you give them permission to act on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
They will send requests to all of these brokers that have taken all of your information and request that your stuff is deleted off of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
And it's not like a one-time thing. They put this dashboard up so you can actually watch how many requests they're sending out. And how many people are actually removing your stuff off
there. Oh, I love it.
Ooh, I bet it's like, you know, scary to see how many actually have your information.
But also satisfying. How do we find it?
So if you go to Incognito, you could get 60% off of their exclusive offer
I'm doing it right
for
now.
Your membership.
I'm downloading. I'm going there right now.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
I'm doing it.
I don't like deleting
Sometimes you're useful, Kim. Thank you.
I try.
We Thanks, knew guys. It would happen one of these days.
Yeah,
I'm on there.
I know
now.
It's not. I know it doesn't happen often, but hey, at least I'm happy. Incognito.com.
Okay.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Pandora. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Pandora. See site for details.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Now, technicians at the TV station, they could not stop that broadcast. They weren't able to get engineers to get in time. I guess there weren't their technicians that were there weren't able to figure out how to stop it. In the Unmasked episode, I'll talk more about the investigation, but ultimately, no one ever was caught. They never could figure out how the person did it or why they did it or who did it.
I'm pretty sure I remember it being on the news. I don't know that I ever seen the video of it.
Oh my gosh. It is so bizarre.
But I'm pretty sure I remember on the news.
Here you are just watching Doctor Who and all of a sudden this bizarre character comes on and you start seeing part of his butt and this girl spanking him.
Makes me think of
it puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the thing about the video, it was just so bizarre. In the first one, when he first hijacked them, it was odd. There was no audio that came through. It was just odd. Why would you do it? The second one, it's like, I don't know. It's just like times 10. And then he just had something to prove. I don't know. It's just, and why would you do it? And then no one ever took credit for it. Like no one ever came out and was like, oh yeah, hey, I did that. You know, no one seemingly benefited from it.
You would think that somebody would brag to friends. Well, the thing is, like,
if there's more than one person, because the female seemed to be real in the video, there was a male in the video, like,
so weird.
Why wouldn't one of them have told a friend, right, a family member? Just surprised that someone didn't get caught for it eventually. Or the public have been, you know, just so bizarre.
And just imagine grandma. Well, someone's literally showing their ass.
Yeah. I know. Especially like in the 80s, you know, when they were a little iffy on putting stuff on TV. And all of a sudden you got this guy getting spanked with a fly swatter.
I remember grandma telling us her mom like almost fainted the first time she saw people give a kiss on TV. Yeah. Like, you know, I Love Lucy, give him a kiss before he leaves the house. Like, oh, they're showing kissing on TV. It makes me laugh now when I watching like Game of Thrones. I'm like, she'd have a heart attack.
Well, those early episodes of Dick Van Dyke Show, they showed separate beds.
Yeah.
I think pretty sure the Dick Van Dyke Show was the very first one that allowed them showing them having one bed.
Even like they wouldn't show pregnant women on TV for the longest time.
Well, Lucy.
Yeah. I think she was like the first, one of the first. Crazy.
And even in Lucy, I Love Lucy, like she, like they had separate beds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we had a listener write in, so I wanted to share what she wrote in. Yeah, she emailed in. So Kelsey B. wrote in and said that she heard an advertisement for our show on another show. So I think it was a podcast that we did a promo swap with.
Good.
And so she's been on a Mystery Inc. kick ever since.
Oh, welcome, Kelsey.
She wanted us to know how much she appreciates our positivity, because a lot of people struggle with that. And it's important to hear people modeling a different way of looking at the world. It really does help people.
Okay. I wonder, I'm pretty sure that our newest Patreon's name is Kelsey.
Maybe it's the same one.
It might be the same one. Yeah. At least I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
All right.
That is what I like about our podcast, is we are positive, but not in a fake way. Like, you know, we're just honest. And I'm glad that resonates with people. Yeah. I feel like they can tell, like, we're not putting on a character.
Right. I also love how a lot of people say that listening to the show has been great for their mental health.
Yeah.
That's been great to
and
hear.
And what they don't get is it's for our mental health as well.
Right.
You know, this gets me. Therapy. Yeah. It gets me out of the house and I'm not alone. And, you know, it's.
And get to travel. Yep. And have a life. And,
we have a Patreon community where we all get to hang out and talk.
Yeah. It's just as much of a mental thing for us as much as it is for everybody else.
Yeah.
Hopefully a romantic one, if any.
Any cute daddies out there? All right. So my shit far segment, if you're new to the show, this is a shit far was a phrase my grandma used to say all the time. And it makes sense to you when I share. So in Phippsburg, Maine, Jamie Accord was taking a peaceful walk at the edge of the water at Bopham Beach State Park. Well, she started noticing trash wash up along the sand, so she started picking it up as she was walking, which is so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a good beach and hanging out at a beach.
And there's nothing worse than a dirty beach, too.
But, like, after storms, trash does come up because it goes out. Yeah, you know, that's nice of her. Well, her hands started getting full, so she thought, you know, I should start heading back soon. And that's when it happened.
Oh, no.
Shit far. She started to sink. Suddenly, in a split second, she sunk.
Quicksand.
To her hips.
Oh, my gosh.
And couldn't feel the bottom.
Oh, my God.
She couldn't get her footing. Luckily, her husband was nearby and saw what happened. He ran over and pulled her from the sand trap. The sand immediately filled in. It was quicksand. Now, we all have heard of quicksand, like in movies and stuff.
Right.
But I think a lot of people just think that, like in the movies, quicksand will just pull you straight down until basically it engulfs you.
Only if you move.
Yeah, but real quicksand, it doesn't exactly work that way. You will go down, but you'll only go down to a certain point. You become buoyant in the quicksand.
Oh, okay.
So there, you won't be able to touch the bottom, but you just become a buoyant thing.
So you kind of like float.
sort of. You're buoyant. Now, you can still die in the quicksand because you can start freaking out. And, you know, of course.
Probably more, the more you flail around, the worse it gets.
Yes, I'm sure, because you can accidentally probably go upside down and, you know, do all kinds of damage. But normally people are able to get themselves out of it by eventually getting off to the side and getting out. But I just can't imagine, like, just walking along and all of a sudden, because, like, when you're at the beach, especially if you're walking by the water, you're used to seeing, like, wet sand by the ocean.
Imagine just taking a step on it. Woo.
Yeah.
Woo. I don't even know that when I think of quicksand, I think of, like, in the middle of a jungle.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think of next to on a beach.
No, I didn't either.
It's going to be a lot more common, too, when you're a kid, based on movies and stuff. Oh, I'm going to have to watch out for this on the daily.
I know. But now, because of finding this, like, the next time I'm at a beach,
it's quicksand, yeah.
Where's the quicksand? Because I'm telling you what, like, I don't know that I could pull myself out.
Oh, I know I could.
Get to the edge and be like, okay,
take me now, Lord.
Yeah.
I'd be yelling, help, help.
Like, down to my waist.
And how be like that horse on the never-ending story.
But how scary would that be that you couldn't feel the bottom? Like, not only the scariness of falling in, but that you cannot feel the bottom of the sand.
Kim hadn't felt her bottom in years. Too much of a reach. Well, I can't
my
say
little
my...
short arms. Wow. Who knew
that
quicksand was a real thing? And
I know even by the glaciers that are melting in the northern part of the world, there's like a type of quicksand around there from all the glacial melt. It mixes with all the soot and fine particles, and it looks just like mud, but you take a step in it and whoop.
Well, our stepmom once came across quicksand. It was on a farm that she had grown up on.
Take the tractor or something?
Yeah. Her dad, I think, was using a tractor in the field, and one day he was just, you know, plowing or whatever, and he went too far off to the right, and evidently there was quicksand over there. And it started taking his tractor into it. And so they ended up calling someone, and one of the local universities came out to, you know, do some tests on it because it's rare to have quicksand out in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But it was large enough that they figured out that it was deep enough that it could have, you know, taken and swallowed the tractor. So it's pretty deep and a large amount of quicksand.
Thank you.
Just keep that in mind that it's out even here in Indiana.
So touch grass, people, not sand.
Yeah.
Stay away from sand.
Yeah. Well, she remembered, I asked her, like, did she see it? And she's like, yeah, I saw it. And it looked different from the rest of the area. And there was this, like, weird grass-looking stuff that was growing out of it. But, yeah, it wasn't like what she remembered, like, seeing in movies and stuff.
Right, because they don't really portray it any place besides in like a tropical dungeon,
yeah,
a tropical forest or whatever.
Right.
And it's always in the movies, it's always like a small, like the size of this table here. Like, oh, just randomly a patch of sand in the middle of the jungle.
Right.
Learn something new every day. Well, shit fire.
Yeah. Right. Shit fire.
That is astounding.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'll be ding ding.
Don't start bringing a stick with me when I go hiking.
Right.
Yeah, you freaked out now.
We don't hear from Josh. Well, he's probably in some quicksand somewhere. Quicksand.
Well, it's always about the middle of my hikes. I'll be a mile or so in, and I'm like, I should have told somebody where I was going. So I'm getting real, like, if I were to fall or get hurt or something, I don't have cell phone service, and no one knows where I am.
Right.
I'll be stuck on this trail. Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to start telling people where you're going.
Yeah, I like to share my location, because then, you know, people can, oh, he's going across town at 2 a.m. What's he?
You know, I do not judge, Joshua. Somebody at least needs to know where you're
at.
Well,
we judge. We just don't verbalize it all the time.
I don't judge.
Bull crap.
I do not judge.
We judge all the time because we talk about it.
Well, to people we don't know, I would never judge somebody that does.
We won't judge you, Josh, but we judge other people all the time because we talk about it.
That's our favorite hobby is to sit and make fun of people as they walk by.
We do. And the moment we get tea, we'll send a text to each other. Oh boy, I got something to tell you.
Later is what you always say. I'm going to tell you something.
Oh.
You won't believe it. tomorrow.
That, right. That is his favorite thing to do to me, and it pisses me off so bad.
But you'll do it, too. You'll be like, oh, I got something real good to tell you guys. I'll tell you next time we record. I'm like, shit.
Right.
Tease.
I didn't used to do that until we started recording all the time with you.
Got something juicy.
Mm. Right.
I don't have any good tea. I haven't had any good tea for a while.
You need to find some. I'm thirsty.
Oh, my daughter's moving back home. I'm sure she'll... I'll be hearing tea, I'm sure.
Oh, you better.
She's good at spreading that tea. Good.
Give us some good proper tea.
No kidding.
The English tea.
The English kind, the best kind.
Side of sarcasm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, don't forget to follow us on... all of our social media accounts.
Follow us, like us, poke us, lick us, whatever you want to do.
Oh my gosh. That made me think of the book that I was listening to on the way up here.
Ooh,
they were talking about it's two girls. They were going to have
and one guy.
No.
Oh my gosh, Kim.
It was
you
two
dirty,
girls
dirty girl.
That had ordered pizza and they were going to watch show, right? And they didn't really know.
I've heard of that. Is this your pizza?
Shut up.
Scary movie.
They don't know each other that well. Well, the one girl, she's a real big bitch and doesn't really talk to a lot of people. And the other one's just a real nice girl. And so she was talking to the real big bitch and talking about Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
And the other girl's like, who's Jason Momoa? So she texts her a picture of Jason Momoa, and she licks the screen of her phone. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
I see you doing that.
I was cracking up in the car. I was. It was good.
I just watched Aquaman 2 the other day. Again, he looks real good in that.
Mm-hmm.
Felt tight. He shirtless. Does. Baby.
I need to remind you both, men are not a piece of meat.
They're not?
They literally have a piece of meat.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm outnumbered here.
Yeah.
You are.
You are.
Listen, I am an advocate for all. And one of my favorite things to do is to get revenge on construction workers for all their hooting and hollering of women all these years. So I like to hoot and holler at them when I drive by. Give them a taste of their own medicine. Mm. Nothing perverse. I'll just roll down my window.
Hey, baby, that shame comes to surprise.
Most time it makes their day. They'll see their buddies will be like,
okay.
Pay it forward.
All right.
Well, we're going to do that the next time we're out with Kim. Mm-hmm. Kim gets real mad when people yell outside her window. Don't you, Kim? You get real mad at me, at least, when I yell out your window. When you're driving.
Well, that's because you tried to convince everybody that I kidnapped.
Oh, she used the F-bomb.
Yep. Oh, I'll have to bleep that out.
We're not. I'm in mask, Kim. You gotta watch your mouth.
I have to bleep that one out. So it's because you try to convince everybody that I'm kidnapping you.
That's
because
I'm trying to get you arrested. I don't see a problem.
And then you go and tell him that I have cocaine up my butt, too.
Again, entertaining for me. Dig deep.
That is entertaining.
Dig deep. She's a mule.
She's a two-hander.
She's a mule. Dig, it's up there. I promise.
One of these days, we're going to get canceled.
Get the hose. Dig deep.
The moment, I just see it now. The moment we become Mr. Inc's a huge podcast. It's a massive, the biggest podcast that then people start going through. Ooh, I don't know if they should have said that. We're going to have to go through and listen.
We're going to go through
and double listen to everything, start cutting out stuff. Suddenly our episode's only 10 minutes long.
That's exactly what would happen.
We can start working on our apologies now.
Right.
I'm sorry that you allowed yourself to become offended.
I did not have, I mean, that's a fun pause.
I can say that. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Right. I can say it, and they believe me.
Right.
That's true.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.